And I had sent these 10 points to the mother. And while approving this program for higher education, she had said, now it is to be implemented thoroughly and sincerely. So she had approved of the whole program that was given here. It is not a program actually of any of the curriculum, but program of method of work. And I'll read out to you, and I would very much like to present to you these 10 points, because when we are trying to develop higher education in Oroville, and when our idea is to basically to develop no school, these 10 points may help us. Not that we should be confined to these 10 points. We can always be flexible, open. But this was the idea. It said, since the free progress approach governs all studies in the higher course, number one, there is no compulsion with regard to any subject of study. Two, the choice of a subject for study is made by the student in accordance with his real and serious quest. Three, each subject or topic thus selected constitutes a short or a long project according to the nature of the topic and the decision of the student. Number four, in exploring each subject of study, the student takes the help of the teacher or teachers whom he chooses. Five, in guiding the students, the teachers are expected to widen and intensify the area of exploration to avoid narrow specialization or wide superficiality. Six, each student's program of studies should be flexible and evolutionary. Seven, in the selection of topics of study, the student is not confined to a single faculty such as arts, science, engineering, technology, even though he may belong predominantly to any of these faculties. Eight, the period of study for the predominantly arts or science student is 3 years, and that of the predominantly engineering technology students 5 years. Number nine, the exact quantum of work to be covered by each student for his selected course cannot be predetermined. But in order to have successfully completed his course, he should have shown regularity of sustained effort, development of capacities, understanding of his subjects, and the power of answering relevant questions orally and in writing with sufficient clarity and precision. The quality of the work is considered more important than the quantity of the work, although the latter also should not be meager but commensurate with high standards. 10. There is no system of conventional examinations or tests, and the system of continuous assessment and evaluation of the student is continued. As already stated, the Center of Education awards no degrees or diplomas. Then I had stated something which I don't want to read because that is not necessary. So this is what I had proposed at that time. Now all this may not be immediately applicable here, but it could be helpful, because particularly because mother, while approving, she had said, you must now practice it thoroughly and sincerely. So I would like you to study, so many topics are given here. You can add your own topics which you think are not here. you can even make a comment saying that this is quite unnecessary. Chupolet has already given me a list of topics which are not here but which ought to be here, which is very helpful. Some others also have mentioned to me something. I have received some requests from some people, young people, that they would like to be part of higher education. They would like to participate in it. They have their own ideas. All are welcome. Now, I had thought that we shall have today and tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow also, isn't it? We can continue tomorrow again. And I'll be happy to explore with you. Today I've spoken largely. Tomorrow perhaps you will like to speak much more than I can. And I would like to develop as to how we should go about. I would like your advice. I believe that in Oroville we require to develop higher education. We require to develop research of the highest order. We have here talents, capacities which can be harnessed to this kind of a research work. There are students who are in need of higher education. They need to be attended. So tomorrow we shall discuss this question in detail, and I would like to come up. I'll request Dipti first of all to introduce the subject, because she has been teaching some students who are, according to me, going to perhaps enter into higher education soon. I'll request other teachers also who are not here perhaps, but who can come, who may be in contact with young people of Oroville, and who in their opinion should also be part of the higher education. Maybe in some respects they are fit for higher education, in some respects they are not. And we have open school, I mean, it is no school, so it is not necessary that they should be fully in higher education. We can have a flexible system in which students can float between this level and that level. But all this we can discuss tomorrow, so that at the end of tomorrow we can have some clear idea, some program of activity which we start with higher education. This is what I wanted to tell you today. But if you have any questions now, if they are short questions, and if you are not in a hurry, I can answer, or I can share with you whatever I can share, or else we can meet tomorrow. Yes, Paulette.
I would like to have a copy of these 10 points that you raised, because this is, by the way, the way I was studying at the high school and
oh.
The teachers at the university.
Already?
Yes. But since the official apparatus was not ready to recognize the exam, the awards, the degrees and everything, and it was 68 years, so I dropped the university because I would have not compromised.
Oh, I see.
But there is one point that I would like to know whether it was introduced, and I know that how to it would also be interesting, because this was one of the main ways of interaction with my professor, was the question of debate.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has been witnessing the way the Tibetan monk debate is fascinated, and questions were raised about that. I can say that it was also the way I was training my teachers.
Oh, I see.
So that in our case, the main focus would always turn on the idea of society. So whatever the topic was, whether it was history or philosophy, or history of art, civic education, Latin, even Latin English, we also would love this question of the society. And it was not just the teacher speaking and teaching, it was just this constant interaction with the teacher and students. So I consider this essential.
Very, very good. I don't know how to give you these 10 points, but can it be photocopied? But the last sentence which I did not read out should not be also put out. Can I give it to you?
I mean, we can't do it by tomorrow, everything is closed.
Oh.
So I can
you can company. Give, huh? I can give it to you only. Only this sentence from here, however.
When you talk about higher education, I hear implied, I may be wrong, that this higher education is something which we older embodied people would offer to the younger embodied people. But I actually feel that higher education is something that we could offer each other, irrespective of body age, actually, because there, I know for myself there are many things where I would require the instruction or the help or the guidance of someone who had taken the
advanced
further. But I wouldn't be able to go if we aim Sirhu or higher education only at the young embodied.
No, you are right.
Yeah, and I think I have a feeling that may be true generally, that we'll find that there are gaps in our maturity, in the education of our minds or any particular part, and that there should be an effort to really make this open to people of all body age.
Yes, I agree entirely, absolutely, most enthusiastically. It is a center of research, basically, in which students of younger age will take advantage of. But basically it is for students of all ages. Right? All right? Thank you so much.